Starting the show in 3, 2, 1. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Larry Mullins podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. To pull up my notes here, I decided, well, you know, it's good to have notes. If there's certain things, specific things I want to talk about and touch on, I'd be sure to record them in the notepad on my iPhone. The notes app works very well, and it's a great tool. Hope everyone's having a great day. Hope everyone's having a great week wherever you are in the world. So I want to, you know, as I always do, recap what I did the previous week and weekend. So Saturday, right? We all love Saturdays, right? It's a Saturday. Spend the weekend with my girlfriend as I always do, and went to this cool Mexican place, Plaza Tapatia, which is also where I did one of my recent solo videos for Gary Larry's Edible Adventures at. Great food, got some cheese quesadillas, and their salsa is just absolutely amazing. We did a mall trip. There's a mall in Salisbury. Has some cool stores. It's a smaller mall, but it has, you know, all your main, your popular stores, FYE especially. I love FYE. FYE. I love FYE. They have a bunch of really cool stuff in there. And at the Mexican restaurant, we had a few Coronaritas, which is basically a margarita with a Corona mixed in, and we had to go to Target and walk it off. But while at Target, we... my girlfriend wanted to look for Ghostbusters on DVD because we watched the documentary on Netflix, the Movies That Made Us, where they had behind the scenes of Ghostbusters, and we were able to find it $5 on DVD because she had never seen it, and we came back and watched Ghostbusters, and she enjoyed it. So I'm happy she got to see a classic. Gary and I love Ghostbusters, and yeah, that was pretty much our Saturday. I mean, it was awesome. You know, listening to it, like, man, like that really just should take like 30 minutes. But no, we walked around the mall. We took our time, went into a bunch of stores, did some shopping, and then capped up going to the Target and getting Ghostbusters and watching it. And Sunday, we, our favorite game to play together, a classic game. Battleship. Battleship. If you don't like Battleship, I mean, it's an awesome game, and there's some strategy involved, and we had a great time, and she beat me, and it was a very close game. We wanted to just relax and veg and do absolutely nothing on Sunday, and early in the evening, I had a sweet tooth. I don't get a sweet tooth often, but I got a hankering for ice cream. So we went and got some blizzards at Dairy Queen down the street. She had a Royal New York cheesecake flavored blizzard, and I got this limited edition Girl Scout cookie thin mint blizzard. Oof, it was amazing. So yeah, that was our Sunday. We've been doing this new reading plan we started in the Bible app. We've been doing those, and you know, the plans that are focused on couples and stuff, and that's just another thing we do to help bring God into our relationship. And it's another fun thing to do together. It's a wholesome thing to do together. It just builds on the strong bond we already have. And the main topic of this week's episode is the fact that it was my girlfriend's birthday. Monday was her birthday. She turned 36, and I wanted it to be a special birthday for her, considering it was her first birthday with us together, and I could be with her the whole day. And so what I got her for her birthday is there's this really awesome store she likes to go to. It may be her favorite store. I have to confirm that, but I think it is. If not, it's one of her favorites, but it's called the Earthbound Trading Company. They have lots of cool incense things, incense holders, salt lamps, I think they're called, but they have a bunch of really cool stuff there. And so I got her this, they call it, I believe it's a backflow incense holder. It's kind of hard to describe on audio, but you can Google one and see what they look like. It's basically this small tree. It's ceramic, and there's like a little mini Buddha at the top. And they have these little incense where it's like these little mini half cones, and you light them, and the smoke leaks out of the bottom, and it kind of goes down the multiple levels of the tree and fills up these little pools, and it looks really cool. And so I got her that and some of her favorite incense from the same store. There's two scents of the special kind of incense you have to use for the backflow holder, and two boxes of her favorite scent of just regular incense sticks. So I figured that was a good thing. It was a good thing to do. We were originally going to go to Portland, Maine for a birthday trip, but just money-wise, we just decided, hey, let's just stay here, just spend the day together, and go to a few places, and that would be it. So she loved her gift, and got her a nice little sweet card with a nice little love note in it, you know, as all the mushy guys do. But I love her, and I had to. And this is a new experience for me. First on our itinerary for her birthday, we went to a place called Ocean Elements. Now, Ocean Elements is a salt spa and float center. You're probably like, what the hell is a float center? These little tanks that you can float in, like salt baths, pretty much. And then like a salt room where you basically sit in chairs, which is what her and I did. Sit in chairs, they have this peaceful, almost massage music. And there's these vents that release salt into the air. It clears up your sinuses, doesn't burn or anything. You can't even tell. You can taste it on your lips a bit, but it opens up your breathing a little bit. It's just very relaxing. And that was 45 minutes. So we did that, and that was really awesome. I think it's actually called Halo Therapy. So I recommend, you know, if it sounds a little too hippie-ish for you, you know, and I originally thought it sounded a little hippie to me too, but she does that with her mom all the time, and I'm like, hey, I'm down for new experiences, and honestly, I would do it again. It was just incredibly relaxing. It was an incredibly relaxing thing to do together, too. I would highly recommend it. Y'all should try Halo Therapy. Look up Ocean Elements. It's really cool. I had a great time. Affordable, not super cheap, but not expensive either. And so after we went to the salt spa, we did a little mini brewery tour. By many, I mean two. But we started off at the Burley Oak. It's a brewing company / brewery. They make all their stuff in-house. And I started off, got this, I guess, red ale called Rude Boy. And she got some IPA called Aboriginal Gangster. And that's just an awesome name. And we only had two beers there and we noticed on the menu they had a beer called Lawn Chair Larry. Now, my name being Larry, come on, I had to. It was very tart. It was actually delicious. We actually bought a 4-pack to go to take home just because I wanted a can that says Lawn Chair Larry. The artwork on the can is, there's a lawn chair and it has a cool font, but there could have been more. But anyways, it's called Lawn Chair Larry and it's delicious. So if you're ever in, I want to say it was in, yeah, Berlin, Maryland. Definitely hit up Burley Oak. It's awesome. And after Burley Oak, we went to the Tall Tales Brewery, which is actually only a few miles down the road off of Route 50. And here's the big adventurous part. At Tall Tales Brewery, it's a brewery and it's a regular restaurant. They have like a regular menu with food items. My girlfriend had a duck bowl, which had like duck meat and some other veggies and stuff in it. And ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this. I tried a piece of duck meat. Honestly, it wasn't terrible. I didn't prefer the taste, but it wasn't nasty. It was very tender, but adventurous. I tried duck. I had a piece of duck meat. That's that. And I ordered a Caesar salad with honey sriracha chicken. And it was bang. And it was so delicious, so delicious. And for beverages, she had a Cosmopolitan, and I had a jalapeno margarita. Yeah, it had chili powder salt around the glass, and it was infused with jalapeno, and there was jalapeno in it. And it was spicy. Whew, it was spicy for a drink. And that was, the food was absolutely delicious. I would have done a video of that, but it was her birthday, and I wanted to focus on her and nothing else. Like, hey, it's her birthday. It's her special day. And I wanted to made the best birthday she's had thus far. And after we left Tall Tales, we went back to the mall near her, and so she could return a shirt that shrunk when she washed it, and they're really cool. She exchanged it for another shirt, her cute top. I helped her pick it out. I guess I helped her pick it out. But yeah, glad she got the top she wanted. And flash forward to Tuesday, the day that I'm recording this podcast. We did our normal, what we normally do Sunday mornings, we did this morning. Tuesday morning, we went to Ocean City, Maryland, went for a long walk on the boardwalk. We normally walk for about an hour, and I had to do some special filming for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. And what that filming was is, if you subscribe to the channel, which I really hope you do, I really hope you subscribe to our channel. Please, if you haven't, do so by going to youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Click that subscribe button and click the bell so you can be notified when we upload new videos. But we have, every Monday, we have our, what I call our regular videos, where Gary and I are both in the video together. And we recently implemented solo videos where every Wednesday there will be a video with Gary by himself, and every Friday there will be a video with me by myself. And since I've been going to Ocean City pretty much every week to do my solo video, because Ocean City videos have been bringing our channel like massive loads of traffic, lots of views, lots of watch hours, everything. I started doing breakfast videos because I like taking my girlfriend out to breakfast after our walk, because we like to get there really early before Ocean City gets super crowded, so we can get back home and just relax for the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? Before it gets too late. And Gary had the idea, and just, you know, for, I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I don't even remember our pizza compilation video. I broke them down into individual little videos to make more Ocean City videos. So I'm basically going to do the reverse of that for my videos. My four recent Ocean City videos, my solo ones, were all breakfast videos. So I'm going to combine them into like a Ocean City breakfast compilation video. But what I filmed today is I took my Sony camera and I stood on the boardwalk, and girlfriend helped me film this. Well, she held the camera. I mean, excuse me, that was a little wimpy burp, but that's the Dr. Pepper cream soda talking. I didn't go selfie stick mode. I'm not like that. But I wanted to get, like, I guess you would call it establishing footage, where I basically introduce, you know, like, hey, I'm in Ocean City. I want to go over the top, or at least some really good breakfast spots to go if you're in Ocean City. And I introduce each place and basically give an updated final thoughts. And so basically that new footage where I'm talking on the boardwalk, I'm going to interweave bits and pieces of my individual Ocean City breakfast videos to make one longer video, slightly longer video. And that's the filming I did today. I reviewed the footage on my laptop, and the footage looks great. I just got to get my external hard drive so I can pull the original files, because they're the footage. Essentially, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take each breakfast video, I'm going to take the full file and put it in the timeline in Final Cut, and I'm going to slightly re-edit them, and I'm going to use different music, because I'm not going to use the entire breakfast video from each video for the compilation one. I'm going to cut it down a little more, and select the best, I guess you could say, bits and pieces, and I'm going to use that for the compilation video, which will be my next solo video. My next solo video for Gearing There's Edible Adventures will be the Ocean City Breakfast, I guess you could say, part one. And I'm going to continue that trend, kind of like we have going for our pizza. We are actually going to be returning to Ocean City soon, Gary and I together, to do Ocean City Pizza Part 3, because our pizza videos have been getting us loads of subscribers. We are over 400 subs now. It blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. I think as of recording this podcast episode, I think we have 416 subs, and that's nuts. And Gary will say the same thing. It's nuts for a channel like of our size. And, you know, we launched the first episode or video on our YouTube channel August 3rd of 2020, and we're coming up on a year of the channel, and that's just crazy. Like, we're so close to a year of the channel, and I just, it blows my mind. Like, we continuously push ourselves, and I learn, you know, I've learned, I lost my train of thought, my apologies. I've learned so much from Gary, and I've learned so much just from doing the channel, and just naturally, like, we're always trying to do something different, and at this point, we're trying to put as much content on the channel as we possibly can, and that was the filming I did this week, and so really the highlight this week was being able to be with my girlfriend on her birthday, and to make it a special day for her, and we had such an amazing time, had so much fun. I'm gonna like gush over her and swoon over her on this podcast pretty much every week, so get used to it. If it annoys you, you know, you didn't have to hit play, so, but really though, I appreciate everybody for listening. The small base that I have, these podcasts are just a good way for me to talk about what videos I'm working on, anything I've learned, and also just to talk about, hey, this is what's going on in my life. This is what I did this week, you know? Hey, someone will like listening to it. Someone will like listening to it. I mean, am I right? Yeah, it's been a great week and a great weekend, and I'm so glad I could make my girlfriend's birthday a special one. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.